everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, this is our final day of a three-day lesson about technology and one's mental health. Yesterday, we learned that in 2016, more than 3 million kids in the U.S. aged 12 to 17 experienced MDE. This is a very large number. So as a reminder, what is the name of today's lesson? I think you know it. So let's say it together. Technology and mental health. And the question I have for you is, what can excessive use of social media often lead to? What can excessive use of social media often lead to? Friends, open up your magazines and let's get started. Come on.
Technology and mental health. No one can say definitively why teen suicide rates are rising. However, Dr. Twenge sees a direct connection between the rise of mental health issues and the use of social media. According to her study, 8th graders who spend from 6 to 9 hours a week on social media are 47% more likely to say they are unhappy. Heavy users of social media are 27% more at risk of depression. Excessive use of social media can lead to a lack of sufficient sleep. Difficulty in sleeping can contribute to, or even cause, depressive disorders.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 definitely 这个副词。 F-I-N 这个字根有界限或范围的意思，所以 definitely 是指绝对的、一定或者是明确的。例如 ，This team has been unbeatable this year. They will definitely win the championship. 这支队伍一整年都是锐不可挡，他们今年一定会赢得冠军。Definitely 也可以用来回答问题，例如 ，Are you going to the party？ 你会参加派对吗 ？Definitely 一定会。如果去掉字尾的 ly。 Definite 就是形容词，例如 The boy showed definite improvement emotionally after therapy. 这个男孩接受心理治疗后，情绪上有非常明显的进步。接下来我们看的是 excessive 这个形容词，e x 这个字首有之外的意思，c e s s 这个字根是指前进，所以 excessive 是指过度的、过分的或者是极度的。 例如 ，Sandra's excessive spending on clothes has caused serious financial problems for their family. Sandra 衣着上过度花费已经造成家中财务上的困难。或者是 excessive use of drugs is the cause of the pop star's sudden death. 过度使用药物是这位流行歌手猝逝的原因。它的动词是 exceed, E-X-C-E-D. 例如 ，The price of this house exceeds our budget. 这个房子的价格超过了我们的预算。Well,
hey everyone! Right now it's time for us to get right into our lesson. And we read, well, we get to continue from yesterday. No one can say... Oh, yes, Gabe?
No one can say definitively why teen suicide rates are rising. Okay, so... All right, I guess at the end of yesterday's lesson, I said maybe we'll find out the reason today, but there is no definitive, there's no definite reason.
Right. However, Dr. Twenge sees a direct connection between the rise of mental health issues and the use of social media. So, is it possible that using social media might actually be one of the causes of mental issues in teens and young people?
Exactly, and I think that's what the title of our lesson implies, technology and mental health. And we've spent 2 days of a lesson building up to today where there is actually a connection between the rise of mental health issues or problems and the use of social media technology.
And we read, according to her study, eighth graders who spend from 6 to 9 hours a week on social media are 47% more likely to say they are unhappy. Now, this is kind of what I was talking about yesterday a little bit. You know, when people go on social media and they look at other people's pictures and everyone else looks really, really happy. I mean, seriously, who is going to post pictures of themselves when they're unhappy?
Right. Well, some people do, but it's not very common. Usually people post the best side or pictures or posts that make them seem really happy and seem like everything is great in life, right?
Exactly. And so if you spend a lot of time on social media looking at those pictures, it can start to give you the sense of insecurity or discontentment with your own life. And our lesson does say, heavy users of social media are 27% more at risk of depression. Now let's talk about this word heavy. Now usually when I hear this word heavy, I think about a weight or the weight of something. Wow, this box is heavy. Mm-hmm. But in our lesson, it just means that you do something a lot.
Yeah, and usually I use this word in this way when talking about a heavy smoker or heavy drinker, okay? Mm. If someone smokes a lot, you know, several packs a day, or drinks a lot, maybe they're an alcoholic, you could say that person is a heavy smoker or he's a heavy drinker.
Right. Well, excessive use of social media can lead to a lack of sufficient sleep. And guess what? That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What can excessive use of social media often lead to?
A lack of sufficient sleep. And of course, the word sufficient is plenty or enough, right? And so if you use social media a lot, the idea is that perhaps you might be losing some sleep. This could be for different reasons, right? Perhaps it's just because maybe late at night, you just really want to be on Facebook, and so then you fall asleep later. Maybe it's because the backlighting of your smartphone actually has an effect on your body, so it's hard to fall asleep. Or perhaps there are other reasons that are making people depressed. At any rate, there are a lot of people who suffer from insomnia.
Ah, insomnia. That's a good word. It's not in your lesson, but it's a good word for you to know. If someone struggles with insomnia or experiences insomnia, that means that they have trouble sleeping.
And if someone has insomnia, then that's what they might say, right? They might say, I have insomnia, or I have a lot of trouble sleeping. So that's how you use this word. Maybe you have insomnia. I hope you don't. But a lot of people do have insomnia for different reasons.
Difficulty in sleeping can contribute to or even cause depressive disorders. Let's talk about this word, to contribute to. If something contributes to something else, it just means that it helps to cause an event or a situation.
That's right. Maybe it's not the main reason or the main cause, but in part, it's part of the reason, right? For example, coffee contributes to my happiness in the morning. It's not the only reason I'm happy, but it definitely contributes to my mood.
Well, do you know what really contributes to our lessons here at Studio Classroom?
I know what you're talking about.
It's the InfoCloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. It's hard to imagine life without cell phones and social media, but these are relatively new inventions.
So what did people use to communicate before? Well, something else that may be hard to imagine is that while smartphones are fairly new, cell phones were invented in the 1970s.
Ah, yes. Cell phones used to be giant brick-sized phones that you could use for about 30 minutes and then need to charge for 10 hours. They were also very heavy and extremely expensive.
We're talking about smartphones and cell phones. Are those two different things?
An excellent question. First, let's look at cell phones. Cell is short for cellular. So these are cellular phones.
They got this name because the communication towers for these phones only work within a certain area. So the tower covered one cell on the map.
So cell phones are any types of portable phones that use this cellular network. Smartphones, on the other hand, are portable phones that have a touchscreen or keyboard and can function like a computer.
Right. Smartphones can run apps and connect to the internet, as well as make calls over the cellular network, which means all smartphones are cell phones, but not all cell phones are smartphones.
手机是现代人生活中不可或缺的通讯工具。英文统称所有的行动电话为 cell phone 或 cellular phone。Cellular 有细小单位的含义，原本是生物学上跟细胞相关的形容词，不过在这里却是指缜密、精细又涵盖广大范围的通讯网络。其实 cell phone 在70年代就已经有了，也就是以前那种长方形又很笨重的行动电话，又称 mobile phone。到了今天，我们有了 smartphone 智慧型手机，上面有触碰式荧幕，还有许多 app 应用程式，简直就像是一台小电脑。你可以称所有的 smartphone 为 cell phone 行动电话，但是要注意的是，不是所有的 cell phone 都是智慧型手机 smartphone。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, how many of you spend an excessive amount of time on social media right before going to bed? Maybe you're checking your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Now, you don't need to raise your hands, but just think about it.Because if you're having a difficult time sleeping, maybe you're spending too much time on social media. Just something for you to think about. So what's another problem that social media might cause? Let's learn about that now.
Technology and mental health.But Dr. Twenge sees another problem. Social media doesn't just have the power to connect kids day and night. It also reinforces the age-old concern of being left out. Today, teens might spend less time going out and being with friends in person. When they do, it's always posted on social media, and those not invited are acutely aware of it.Other factors, like cyberbullying, certainly also play a role. So, if anyone wants to stay connected to mental health, it might be better to put that phone away more often.
Alright, 继续我们看的是 reinforce 这个动词。RE 这个字首是指再一次。Force 是指力量，所以 reinforce 是指加强或巩固。例如 negative criticism from parents will only reinforce a teenager's rebellion. 父母亲的负面评论只会让青少年叛逆的更严重。或者是 the foundation of that house was reinforced by solid wood beams. 这栋房子的地基用了实木的木条来强化。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 reinforcement， 例如 the bridge was damaged by the earthquake and needs reinforcement， 这座桥因为地震受损需要补强。最后我们看 acutely 这个副词， acu 这个字根是指尖酸或锐利，所以 acutely 是指深深地或强烈地，例如 even at a very young age children acutely sense the tension between their parents，小孩即使年纪很小都能够强烈感受到父母间的紧张气氛。或是 the flu patient suddenly became acutely ill and was hospitalized. 这位感冒病人突然病得很严重而且住院了。如果去掉字尾的 ly, acute 就是形容词，例如 acute embarrassment, 极度的尴尬，或者是 an acute inflammation, 急性发炎。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we're back to Dr. Twenge. Let's see what she has to say. But Dr. Twenge sees another problem. Social media doesn't just have the power to connect kids day and night. It also reinforces the age-old concern of being left out. Now, there's a couple things we need to talk about in this sentence, starting with age-old. If something is age-old, that just means it's very old.
Oh, man, I love this phrase or this term, okay? You use it in describing something that humans have faced since the beginning of time. And we could talk about problems or issues as age-old, right? So poverty is an age-old problem. There have always been poor people in the world, right? A need for acceptance, that's an age-old need. Everyone needs to feel accepted, right? So what is something that is age-old? And maybe you can talk about it. In our lesson, we read, it also reinforces the age-old concern of being left out. And Rebecca, wouldn't you agree that this is something that humans have struggled with for centuries?
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, if you feel left out, that just means that you're not a part of something. You feel like you're forgotten. And why might social media reinforce this age-old concern?
Okay, well, before we continue on, let's talk a little more about that phrase, left out, right?
Right. Well, the reason is because if you're on Facebook and you see friends on Facebook and they all went to a party, but you weren't invited to that party, how are you going to feel?
Left out.
Left out.
And you remember last time or last month, we talked about that phrase FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. And especially with social media now, and you can just get your smartphone out and see everything that everybody's doing on Facebook, it really reinforces that fear of missing out. And people are afraid of being left out. And in fact, you could say, I felt left out, maybe if you weren't invited to a party or something like that.
Right. And of course, look at this. We see this one individual who's going the hard way and everyone else is going the easy way. He might feel a little left out.
He might feel a little left out. But if I look at this picture, Rebecca, I would feel encouraged to be that guy because usually the hard way is the right way.
That's right.
Challenging.
Sometimes people like to go the easy way because that's what everyone else is doing. Mm-hmm. And if you try to do the right thing, you might feel a little left out, but you're doing the right thing, so stand up for what you believe.
That's right. Go against the flow. Well, we read on here, today teens might spend less time going out and being with friends in person. Mm-hmm. That is a problem. When they do, it's always posted on social media, and those not invited are acutely aware of it. That means they're really aware of it. They can't ignore it, and then they feel left out.
Well, there are definitely some people who I feel like intentionally will post stuff on Facebook because they want everybody to know what's going on in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I don't really feel like that's very healthy either.
Yeah, I really think you have to think about your motives before you post something on Facebook, whether it's a picture or something that you did. Think about the reasons why you're posting something. Because I don't want to stop you. I think it's a great thing to share about the good things or even the negative things that are happening in your life.
But it goes back to what is your motive for sharing? Because I know some people are also affected when they post something and then nobody likes what they post.
Right. Yeah, that's another problem.
That's another problem.
Yep.
But let's talk about cyberbullying. Other factors like cyberbullying certainly also play a role. And that's no fun either, right?
Mm-hmm. Cyberbullying, when you're doing something on social media or on the internet, it seems like everyone is against you. So if anyone wants to stay connected to mental health, it might be better to put that phone away more often. Rebecca, do you ever say that? Put that phone away.
Oh, yes. And I think it more than I say it. Right? So what does it mean to put your phone away? Well, it means don't use your phone at that very moment. When you're at the dinner table with friends, put your phone away. When you're out with your friends, put your phone away.
That's right. So those are great situations when you could use this phrase. And don't just think it. You could even tell your friends or your family, hey, come on, really? Put that phone away. Let's enjoy each other's company.
So if you have your phone out right now, put your phone away and let's go watch a review skit.
Yes.
Oh, so, Sally, how are you doing?
Well, actually, I'm really concerned about my teenage daughter. She's been feeling depressed for a while now, and I don't know why.
Oh, I was just reading something about that. Look. Dr. Jean Twenge noticed something abnormal about the way this present generation of teens is developing.
Abnormal? Oh, no.
She's concerned about new trends of depression.
Me too. So what does this doctor say?
Well, she noticed a radical shift in the attitude and behavior of teens around the year 2012.
2012?
That's when smartphone ownership in the United States exceeded 50% of the population.
Right. And that's about the time my daughter got her first smartphone, and now she's always on the phone.
Always?
Almost. She closes herself in a room and uses social media for hours and hours.
Yep. This says teens are less likely to leave the house than before.
That's exactly like my daughter.
So tell me, has her sleep or appetite changed at all?
Yes. She always looks tired, and she doesn't eat very much. She's depressed.
Social media can reinforce the fear of being left out.
This article is describing my daughter exactly.
Sad to say, that's not uncommon.
Thank you so much for sharing this with me. I'm going to find a way to help her.
Good for you. But excuse me, that's my magazine.
Oh, yes.
All right, friends, this has been a great 3-day lesson learning about a very important subject. Rebecca, what is one thing that we should all remember from this lesson?
Well, I would just encourage you all to be yourself. You're the only one that can control your thoughts. And you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to follow the crowd. You can be unique and set apart.
All right, I like that. That's a great reminder. Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. Join us next time for a lesson about a completely different subject right here on Studio Classroom. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.